The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. We'll unearth the real-world experiences of some of the brightest minds in the marketing and technology space so you can learn the tools, tips, and tricks they've learned along the way. Now here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. I'm your host, Benjamin Shapiro, and today we're going to discuss how to personalize marketing automation. Joining us is Rick Elmore, who's the CEO of Simply Noted, which is an API-first platform that streamlines the creation and distribution of genuine handwritten notes. Simply Noted is customer-funded with hundreds of top startups and Fortune 5000 companies that help them integrate, automate, and scale their handwritten outreach. So far this week, Rick and I have talked about automating personalization, and yesterday we talked about handwriting AI. Today, we're going to wrap up our conversation talking about integrating direct mail into your marketing efforts. All right, here's the last part of my conversation with Rick Elmore, the CEO of Simply Noted. Rick, welcome back to the MarTech Podcast.
Excited to be here.
Excited to have you back on the show. You know, we've covered a lot of ground talking about how you and Simply Noted are creating this platform where people can build handwriting samples, use your artificial intelligence, and send personalized automated messages through, I don't know, this novel concept of a mailbox. Unbelievable. You don't actually get it in your inbox. You have to go out to the mail and get a physical letter and open it and read it. And people are actually using pens to write it. I know this is a novel concept. So walk me through the process of integrating direct mail into your marketing efforts. What are the triggers? What do you send? What are the costs? How does it work?
Our platform is as flexible as it can be. We have all of our clients who automate use us in different ways. But really, some of the easiest ways to use us is onboarding new clients, you know, just saying thank you. You know, in today's day and age, there's just a competitor for every service. Doesn't matter if you're a medical company, a dental office, a real estate agent, there's just so many options. So building that relationship with your client is just incredibly important. I've built my business over the last 4 years, and our first clients were just incredibly important to the success of our business. And if it wasn't for them, our business wouldn't be where it is today. So taking care of your clients, maintaining that relationship, showing them that you care about them is incredibly important in today's day and age. And we think a handwritten note is a great way to do that.
I understand the notion of a handwritten note's an important way to say thank you. And it feels like it's personalized. It feels like it's from the heart. You're sitting down in theory with a pen and a paper and thinking about what you want to write. And for guys like me, you're really putting it on the line because my grammatical accuracy is one of the main reasons why I am a podcaster, right? I can't spell. I put the punctuation in the wrong places. Let's just say the spoken word is my strong suit, not the written word. And so when I sit down to write a letter, I really got to mean it and I got to pay attention because I'm probably rewriting it 3 or 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
But there's cost associated with this outside of just embarrassing yourself by spelling something the wrong way. Talk to me about the triggers of saying thank you. You got to send mail, so there's a stamp. When you're doing this at low levels or at scale, how do the costs associated with sending direct mail change?
I want to touch on what you just said. Staying grammatically correct or staying consistent. You know, we actually worked with a nonprofit recently. We actually thought we were going to work with them about a year ago, and they decided to have all their volunteers do it. And they actually had mail bounce back, and they had volunteers misspelling words. Talk about cost. Your reputation is a huge cost, especially when you're reaching out and trying to get donations from prospective people.
That's why I'm not a blogger.
Yeah. Yeah. And imagine you're having somebody handwrite a note for you, and they're not caring about the punctuation, the grammar, the cleanliness of the notes, you know, it just looks unprofessional. So we actually had a win back of a client who gave us the opportunity because they now saw the value. Even though they had to pay a little bit up front, they knew it was going to be consistent. They knew it was going to be nice. They knew it was going to be done on time. But I think your reputation has a cost. But yeah, there's a cost to our service. It starts at $2.67 before postage, so $3.25 shipped. I don't even think you can go to the grocery store and get a thank you card for $3.25. But it's just like any business, the more that you send, the less you pay. It can become extremely affordable depending on how you use our service.
All right, so you're a couple of bucks per message. One of the things that doesn't go down is when you're buying postage at scale, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't even know what a stamp costs these days. We bought a pack of 1,000 forever stamps back in the day, and we're never making our way through it. What is postage actually cost right now?
So a forever stamp is 58 cents. There's international, there's nonprofit, there's marketing mail. That's another whole side of this business. You know, the post office is a mega monster in itself. We use real forever stamps. We don't do any like gimmicky printed stamps. We try to make it look like you guys sat down and did it. We don't put any marketing logos, any of our branding on it. It's all real, real forever stamps, real pen written.
A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Time for a one-minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then, and instead of reaching your audience on two channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. You mentioned yesterday when we were talking that there's different things that different businesses can include with their handwritten note. If you're moving away from, hey, I want the $3.25, I'm going to send an envelope with a letter in it to, hey, here's a token of my affection, here's a way for me to say thank you. What are some of the creative ways that people have added other ways to say thank you into their messages?
The most common thing that we get now is just gift cards. We actually added that option within our API and our automation platforms for people to be able to automate the handwritten note and a gift card. We believe the handwritten note is the gift, but adding something like that just shows even more personalization. There are some companies out there that do like a thank you card printed service, and they'll actually like print the gift card like on the top flap, which it just looks like you use a service. We actually use like real Starbucks gift cards, real Visa gift cards. We actually like got banned from Amazon from buying Starbucks gift cards because we were buying so many. Like they literally put our account on hold. It was pretty funny. But yeah, just gift cards. It's very simple. You know, a lot of companies add their business cards, flyers to announcements for new products or invitations to an event. Anything that can fit inside an envelope weighs 1.5 ounces or less, you can add it.
1.5 ounces. So something relatively small. You mentioned a packet of seeds, which I thought was a good idea the other day. Talk to me about the triggering. I'm assuming that there's some sort of a feed that is from your CRM to Simply Noted. Are you building in APIs? What are the hooks that you're using to actually tell someone not only when to send a message, but what to say?
Yeah, it's just an event along the customer journey. So if it's onboarding a new client, anytime a new client is added, or anytime someone signs up on a new form, or if somebody submits a ticket for a complaint, like anytime there's a measurable event within your CRM, your software, your payroll software, Google Sheets, it doesn't matter. As long as it's a triggerable event, we can take the data and automate a custom personalized note. But a most common way people use us is just saying thank you. We have a lot of companies like following up after appointments, especially like big ticket items like home service companies, windows, solar, HVAC. A $3 thank you note can help you close a $70,000 deal. You're starting to get into car dealerships, anything that's a triggerable event that can be measured within your software.
You done any podcasts yet?
Yeah. I mean, no, we do have like a YouTube channel. They sign up and do a little newsletter. And anybody who signs up for the newsletter, they'll send a handwritten thank you note. So anybody can use this. It's just, how do you want to use it? And we help you figure it out.
What went to my head was guys like you who spend their time creating a piece of content as our guests, right? It would be nice after a certain period of time to say, hey, thanks for coming on and being my guest. I always thought about sending t-shirts. Hey, thanks for coming on and being our guest. Here's a t-shirt to rep the podcast now that you're part of our community. And also, here's how many downloads we have. By the way, would you mind leaving a review telling everybody what your experience was on the podcast? And now all of a sudden, we're building in some business benefit here because we're hopefully boosting in the App Store, helps us share the content. We're basically now just sending an email after 60 days saying, hey, here's how many downloads you got. Would you mind leaving a review if you had a positive experience? How would I integrate not only my handwritten note, but maybe sending a t-shirt? And do you think that's worth it?
So we actually have a public speaker, motivational speaker. And after each event, anybody who signed up for his course, he automates sending a signed autographed book that he has in a handwritten note. But it's very simple. We just figure out what system do you use to track all the activity, all your clients, whatever your CRM. And then we figure out what platform will work for you. If it's Integrately, Zapier, you know, an API integration, we set up an automation. So say if you wanted to send something 30 days after and make it look like, hey, you know, I waited a little bit of time, and we can set up that delay. And after that delay, the information gets sent to Simply Noted. First name, last name, address. We have a templated message in there where we insert the variables like first name or event they went to or the company they work at, whatever we can pull from your system, we pull it over to our system. And we're doing about 15,000-ish handwritten notes a day. So turnaround time super fast. But yeah, as long as it's a measurable, triggerable event within your software that can be measured, we can automate it for you.
Rick, it's a fascinating idea. And if we decide to move forward, will you do me a favor and just act surprised when you get a handwritten note from us in 60 days?
Yeah. Like, hey, that looks familiar.
I've seen that handwritten before. It's one of our 900 suites. All right. Now I got to buy my own handwriting app.
Yeah.
All right, Rick. Well, I appreciate you coming on the podcast and telling us a little bit about how you're helping the world automate personalization in a real world fashion.
Absolutely. Thanks for allowing me to come on and share the story.
All right. That wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks for listening to my conversation with Rick Elmore, the CEO of Simply Noted. If you'd like to get in touch with Rick, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter. His handle is RickElmore44. That's RickElmore, the number 44. Or you can visit his company's website, which is simplynoted.com. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter, and you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is MarTechPod, MarTechPod, on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app, and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.